Well, good morning and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. That's prayer@yeshome.com. Either way, let us know what is on your mind today. What's on your heart? What's concerning you or burdening you? And we will pray for it today. Or maybe you have a praise. Maybe God has answered a prayer in your life. You want to give him glory and praise for that or done something good for you. We want to celebrate that with you as well. Let's celebrate together and let us know what your prayer needs are today. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we can come before you, this time to seek you and to know that you are a good and gracious Father who loves us, cares for us, and who is ready, Lord, to meet our every need, ready to be our fullness in all things, ready to grant us victory in all things. Lord, you care for us, you love us, you are a good and gracious Father who gives us good gifts from your hand. As your word said, if we who are evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more so will our Father in heaven give good gifts to us? And so we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We celebrate you this day. You are our great and mighty God. And we praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you this day. We thank you. Pray this in your name. Amen. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. Just let us know what that need is. All right, well, we were talking about the Christmas weed. You remember the Christmas weed was taking Toledo by storm, not only Toledo, the nation, as it became a national story up in North Toledo. A weed growing along the side of the road. Someone decided to decorate it. Apparently, they were complaining to the city to cut down the weed, and they didn't. And this weed was big. But somebody decided to make lemonade out of lemons, and they put a little ornament on the tree one day. And then somebody else came by, and they put another ornament on. And then another, and then another. Before you knew it, the Christmas weed was all the craze. Everybody was on the news, people coming by, people caroling around it, everybody getting their picture taken at the Christmas weed. Toledo was on the map. Thanks to the Christmas weed. Well, they're trying to resurrect it, by the way. They're trying to bring it back this year. They've got a new Christmas weed, and they're trying to get it going again this year. I don't know if it can or not. Sometimes you just, it's lightning in a bottle, man. You just got to grab it while it's there and then enjoy it while it lasts. Of course, somebody ended up stealing the Christmas weed. Terrible. Stealing the Christmas weed. What's wrong with you people? Anyway, that was the story last Christmas. The Christmas weed. How people taking something, a weed, something insignificant, nasty, yucky, people don't like it, turn it into something good. End up raising a lot of money for charities through it. Did all kinds of good things. We remember fondly the Christmas wheat. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking about what Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says this, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in you, but life is at work in you." That we have this treasure in jars of clay. You know that we are a lot like that weed. It was a nuisance. Nobody wanted it there. It was a nasty eyesore. What people wanted was the city to come and cut down the weed. That was growing up on the side of the road. It was getting this big, huge weed. It's like, come on, just come and cut it down. Makes the city look bad. Nobody come and cut it down. And so somebody got the bright idea of putting a little Christmas bulb on it. Somebody else followed along. And the next thing you know, the weed was transformed. At its heart, it was still a weed. But it became something so much more. What was a nuisance and an eyesore and a symbol, frankly, of decay became a symbol of hope. It became a symbol of hope and joy and delight. And what before had been, you know, bringing people down and making their lives worse in some ways became a source of inspiration. The weed was transformed. Still a weed, but transformed. And we too are in the same way. We're weeds, you know? We're sinful and fallen. We're an eyesore before God. He could cut us down. But instead, he chooses to dress us up. He chooses to lavish us with his grace. He chooses to turn us and transform us into something very different. And this treasure we have is jars of clay. We're all jars of clay. We're all fallible and breakable. But within these, God has placed this amazing treasure. And in some ways, we're still like a weed. We carry death around within us. We're all going to die. We're all going to face death at some point, physical death. We don't escape that, unless, of course, Christ returns. But barring that, we don't escape that. We'll all face it. But as Paul says, we also carry life around in us now. Weeds are often the kind of a sign of death and decay. Well, it's hard to kill a weed, but they choke out life. They choke out the life we want. They're not desirable. They're a nuisance. But this became transformed into something that was hopeful and joyful. And God does the same with us. He turns us from sinful weeds into joyful signposts. And while we still are weed, we still carry around the curse of death. We also now carry around the life of Christ, eternal life. And we know that that physical death we suffer is just a transition. It's not real death. It's not spiritual death. Because spiritually, we are alive forever in Christ. And that, as Paul tells us, you know, what is perishable must be sloughed off so that we can inherit the imperishable. The perishable can't inherit the imperishable. We need to set these bodies aside so we can inherit our imperishable body we'll have in heaven that will not be subject to decay and destruction. And that happens by God's work in our lives. This treasure he places into these jars of clay that transforms it. You know, clay jar just sitting there, it's not really worth much. And Paul's not talking here about works of art. He's talking about common everyday clay jars that they use just to hold water and whatever, oil and stuff. Just commonplace items. These weren't treasures. These weren't, you know, worth any of great value. They were just vessels to hold stuff. But you put a treasure in it and suddenly it becomes a thing of immense value. A weed by the side of the road has no value, at least no positive value, maybe negative value. It's just a nuisance. Let's cut it down and get rid of it. But the Christmas weed became something very valuable. It became transformed. It became something new, a sign of hope and a sign of joy. God does the same in us. He's doing the same in us. He's placed his treasure in us, and suddenly we become not a commonplace vessel, a broken vessel, a sinful vessel. Instead, we come treasures of infinite value and worth. God is doing that work in us. He's doing that work in you. He is transforming you. You may feel like a weed some days, but you're not a weed. There's something greater. You're the Christmas weed. You've been transformed. You're now a source of hope and joy and light. If Christ is in you, that is in you. It is in you to be a source of light. It is in you to be a source of hope. It is in you to be a source of joy because Christ is in you. And you can give that to others and share that with others, and they can experience that with you and in you. So be that today. Be the treasure that God has created you to be, that he's transformed you into. Be the light, be the joy, be the hope, because that's who you are in Christ. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been The Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.